right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
The Rock, or as he likes to be known as these days, Dwayne Johnson, will receive the Generation Award at the 2019 MTV Movie and TV Awards. That will be June 17th. The award is given to beloved actors whose diverse contributions to both film and television have turned them into a household name in the industry. And that is, who would have thought that, you know, sorry people, a fake wrestler would go on to be, you know, a pretty decent actor.
Are you smelling what I'm cooking?
Exactly. Exactly.
And he seems like a nice guy, and I always hope they are.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy. He does so much for charity, all of that stuff. I hope one day, however, he does a movie that is not the typical Rock movie, you know, take a real role, you know, something like that, as opposed to having to be tough and show your muscles and all that stuff.
But there's another former wrestler, and I forget his name.
John Cena?
Yes.
Yeah, he's very big now.
Same thing.
Uh-huh.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah.
And I just hope he really is.
People seem to love him, the people who've worked with him as well. He's hilarious,
He's real big in that Make-A-Wish Foundation, too. Real big.
Yeah, he's that guy that just shows up and you know, good guy. I drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. From There Will Be Blood, tops a list of the 100 greatest movie quotes of the 21st century. That is number one.
Really?
Number two, you know, you look at whatever list you want, but these are from the 21st century, the movies.
Okay.
From the 21st century.
All right.
Number two, from The Devil Wears Prada. If you saw that, Meryl Streep's character, who didn't get too excited about much. Florals for spring? Groundbreaking.
Yeah.
And number three, from Brokeback Mountain, I think you all know the line. I wish I could quit you. That one. That's exactly
what's your favorite or go-to movie line that you'll pull out every once in a while? That's your favorite.
I'll have what she's having. Love that one. Love that one. Wasn't even on the list. Yeah. Wasn't even on the list.
Mine's from Untouchables. Sean Connery.
Uh-huh.
What are you prepared to do?
Okay. There you go.
What are you prepared to do?
Yeah. There you go.
That applies to everything almost.
Another one on the list, by the way, was from Anchorman. Boy, that escalated quickly. Right?
Okay.
And 53-year-old Cindy Crawford, she's been doing some different things. Her daughter is also a model, and she's done a few things with her, but she said, I don't think there's any age in which being nude isn't beautiful. I think that might be a little more true for Cindy Crawford than maybe somebody like myself. I mean, I love being naked, but, you know, I'm sure she could just trot on out of the house and nobody would care. My neighbors care if I walk out of the house naked to pick up my Amazon package. But, yeah, probably not Cindy Crawford, but good on you,
Cindy. You know what? Yeah, right. Good for her.
Yeah, no
people
kidding.
Like that can say stuff like that.
I know. It's like, you're Cindy Crawford.
Right.
I'll bet Shelley Winters never said that in the later years. That is my painfully deep take.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.